Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, I taught that Christians need to be careful not to strike back when they are wrong. Hey, let's continue there today. The flesh works earn, they do not inherit in a Christian life, whereas the fruit of the Spirit has no law of God that would oppose it and would rob us of reward. That is, there is no law of God against this holy fruit. The second thing Dr. DeHaan pointed out is this section should be divided in three divisions. First of all, personal fruit, love, joy, peace. Secondly, is outreaching fruit, reaching out towards others. And that would be long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. And then finally, upreaching truth. That is, upreaching fruit toward God. And that is seen in faith, meekness, and temperance. And I tell you, I think that he did a very good job. I'd like to take credit for that, but I would be lying if I did, and that would not be a fruit of the Spirit, would it? Now, we need to examine these brief definitions on each of these words. I think that it's important. The word love is the Greek word agape, and it proceeds from God, as does all these attributes. Therefore, our new nature needs to be committed to walking in obedience to God's word, thereby walking in the Spirit and knowing his prompting will never lead us to do anything of the flesh. Now, I find it is interesting that in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." You see, a lot of people may profess love, but those that actually possess love of God demonstrate it daily. It might do well for some time on your own to read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It's called the love chapter. And you know, you can have someone who has wronged you, and boy, that's where the love aspect all of a sudden is challenged. They have wronged you. But don't strike back at the expense of the fruit of the Spirit. You see, love and the works of the flesh are at odds with one another. The fruit of the Spirit can be relegated, on the other hand, to a works mentality. By that, the fact is that we will study the works of the flesh, and we'll see our own utter depravity. In verse 17, remember back there, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." So we know that there is a battle that goes on within us. And so when we read all that makes up the works of the flesh and not even able to write it all out, then we read all that makes up the fruit of the Spirit. And we see how far we fall short. Now, in the works of the flesh, we may make a list and we mark it off. I didn't do that. Hey, I've stopped this. That's not in my life. And we mark it off as if I am righteous because I quit doing this. With the fruit of the Spirit, we may mark off a list of things that we did. For an example, I prayed today. Mark it off. Prayer is a great privilege of actually communing with God. But then it becomes a repetition of words, even if we find that it's not the same words. It's still just a repetition of words and something we mark off the list today. You see, prayer is to commune and seek to know the heart of God. Just like that boy and girl that are dating, that young couple that's engaged, and they talk together and they share their heart with one another. And we get to know God as we read His Word and we speak to Him. And His Spirit, through His Spirit, we begin to receive understanding from Him. We understand about His person as we read His Word as well. And so we receive direction from His Word. We receive direction from His Word. And then we can come to Him in prayer and confess our sin and make petition to Him. And then we go ahead and make our praise and worship of Him. But you see, my friend, so often that we get in so involved in the things that we do and don't do that it's almost like a list that, okay, I did this, so I'm a good person. I didn't do that, so I'm a good person. My friend, we don't do these works of the flesh because we love God. And we are convicted and we're disturbed in our heart and soul because we hurt the one we love when we give in to these temptations of sin. On the other hand, the fruit of the Spirit, it should also convict us when we have failed to display the fruit of the Spirit in the various situations that we face in this life. And so I hope that you understand that. And I hope that somehow in understanding that, that it will help you to grow in His grace and in His knowledge. So again, we see that the fruit of the Spirit, it is love. And if you love Him, you keep the commandments because you love Him. And you want those things to be manifested in you and through you. A person may love his mate or her mate, and their mate hurts them terribly. And people say they have every reason in the world to break from them. But they stick with the mate because God doesn't want them to divorce. But it doesn't stop there. God told them not only to stick with them, but to love them. Boy, that's the hard part. But they decide, they make that choice, I'm going to love that person anyhow. And they ask God for His help every day. And they're loving that person because they love the Lord. And it makes that love for that person all the more special. And it may just end up that the love they have is stronger than before, whatever caused the problem. Now, let me add to this. In that kind of a situation, if you're measuring how people treat you, you lack that part of the fruit of love. Because we aren't measuring how people treat us. The next fruit, and by the way, let me just say this, and I know that I'm just kind of elaborating here, but the fruit, the part of the fruit that is love, agape, must not be restricted from flowing out to others, even if they have done you wrong. Sometimes there's reasons to separate and separate biblically, but you never stop caring and praying for that person. Now, the next fruit is that of joy. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, the joy of the Lord can only be imparted into your inner man by the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, never quench the Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 10 and 11, he said, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." So now, if you're going to have the joy of the Lord in you, then it is interesting that he not only says, if you love me, but if you want to have the joy of the Lord, not the joy of the world, but the joy of the Lord, then let these commandments just so permeate your life. You see, we need to allow the Lord to permeate every bit of our life. Yes, we believe in separation from sin. We believe in separation from worldliness. And people saying, "Well, you just don't want anybody to have any fun at all." That has nothing to do with it. When you find your joy in the Lord, when it's totally in the Lord, then the things of the world become repulsive to you. And especially when those same things are associated with the Holy God. People try to associate them with the Holy God or make them like to their Holy God and try to say, "Hey, we worship this way." Oh, no, that's so wrong. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.